Welcome to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues, a weekly program discussing issues of concern to the family and those who hold traditional family values in Pennsylvania and our nation. Archives of these programs can be heard at www.afafpa.org. And now, your host, Diane Gramley, State Director of American Family Association of Pennsylvania.
The end of last year, we heard a lot about the Southern Poverty Law Center, which is based in Montgomery, Alabama. Now on their website, they describe themselves as, quote, a nonprofit civil rights organization dedicated to fighting hate and bigotry and to seeking justice for the most vulnerable members of society. So it was founded by civil rights lawyers Morris Dees and Joseph Levin Jr. in 1971. The Southern Poverty Law Center is internationally known for tracking and exposing the activities of hate groups. It goes on to say that the Southern Poverty Law Center was founded to ensure that the promises of the civil rights movement became a reality for all. Now that sounds good, except the fact that the Southern Poverty Law Center itself has become a hate group and a promoter of the homosexual agenda. They produce the pro-homosexual propaganda teaching tolerance and provide it to schools free of charge. A look on their website shows the true picture of the Southern Poverty Law Center and teaching tolerance. Its most recent intelligence report, it lists pro-family groups such as the American Family Association and Family Research Council, along with 16 others as hate groups or potential hate groups because of their stance on the homosexual issue. The question comes down to, just what is the Southern Poverty Law Center, really? My guest today is Cliff Kincaid, the director of the Accuracy and Media Center for Investigative Journalism. Thanks, Cliff, for being with us.
Diane, great to be with you.
Now, what is the AIMS Center for Investigative Journalism? Isn't that something relatively new?
Yes, we've just started this up in order to produce some investigative reports on various matters of public importance. I continue to write regularly for AIM, but we also have some projects underway.
Okay. And recently you had an article about the Southern Poverty Law Center's ties to communism. And you mentioned the fact that Joe Rosmando, Rosmando, of the Daily Call, broke a story about how the Southern Poverty Law Center is now placing its articles in a communist newspaper through a left-wing news service. Is this standard procedure for a civil rights group to do that?
It was a shocker. That's why I wrote it up. John Rosmando of the Daily Caller had broken this story. He noted that a story by Mark Potok of the Southern Poverty Law Center was on the website of the People's World. This is the official online publication of the Communist Party USA. And he tried to find out how this occurred and discovered that indeed the Southern Poverty Law Center is placing its articles into the People's World and other sites through a left-wing news service called Other Words, a so-called progressive site. They always use that term progressive.
Yeah, they're afraid to use the word liberal anymore. So now they're
You know, I found that interesting, and Rosamondo tried to dig into it and find out, was this a fluke? Did they just, you know, on the internet, a lot of times you'll see articles appearing and they're just stolen or placed there. Nobody knows why. There's no permission granted. But In this case, yeah, it was deliberate. And the Southern Poverty Law Center supplied the article through this news service, and Mark Potok refused to disavow it, didn't complain about it being on a communist paper website.
The more I learn about the Southern Poverty Law Center, I begin to wonder how they define the word hate. How do they define the communist as far as...
Well, that's right. I mean, the communist ideology is one of the most hateful, responsible for 100 million dead. Marxism is a hateful ideology. Communist Party USA was paid by the Soviet Union, was a faithful servant of the Soviet line, including through the Hitler-Stalin Pact. I mean, I don't know why the Southern Poverty Law Center would allow its stuff to be featured by the communist People's World. So it's just more evidence that the Southern Poverty Law Center is not what it claims to be.
And I think in and of itself, the fact that there is a Communist Party USA comes as a shock to many of our listeners. You know, that's just not something we think exists in this country.
Well, that's right. But, you know, a lot of people, I guess, think that because of the collapse of the old Soviet Union, communism is dead and so on and so forth. Of course, in Russia today, the prime minister, former president, is a veteran Soviet KGB intelligence officer. We've got a group that continues to meet every year that serves as an umbrella for about 150 communist parties around the world. We've got several communist parties besides the CPUSA in the United States today. Groups like the Freedom Road Socialist Organization, which last year was raided by the FBI, the Workers' World Party. I mean, I can go down the list. The fact is that communism is not dead. Its adherents continue to operate, and they're a continued threat.
Yeah, now I have heard of the Workers' World Party. It's basically headquartered in the U.S., Workers' World
yes,
Party.
Yes, but it's pro-North Korean. I actually went to their conference in New York in November. And if you go to my other site, usasurvival.org, and scroll down, you'll see I have some videos of my attendance there where they were talking about the communist revolution and in unison chanting the Obama slogan in Spanish, "Yes, we can." They had a big banner on the back of the stage saying, "Abolish capitalism." You know, these people have not gone away. They're still there. They still organize on American soil on behalf of foreign communist regimes and even terrorist groups.
I'm trying to think whether they have ties with what's going on in Egypt right now.
Well, I'm working on a major paper about that right now. There's one group called the Freedom Road Socialist Organization that was raided by the FBI. It is openly in support of revolutionary terrorist groups in the Middle East. They support what they call the revolution in Egypt. They want to get rid of the current president, Hosni Mubarak, because he's been an opponent of anti-American terrorist groups. So, yeah, I see a definite hand of these subversive forces in what's happening in Egypt.
Yeah.
But it's an old story. They're manipulating sincere people who really want democracy. But, of course, that's the classic definition of a dupe.
Yeah, that's true. And that's what you're saying is quite true, because the folks, I think the majority of people on the streets of Egypt right now want true democracy and want an opportunity to choose their leaders. But they're being taken advantage of by those behind the curtain, so to speak, the puppeteers, which is troubling. But that's the way they've always worked and will probably continue to work.
Well, I mean, we've been through this kind of thing before. I mean, there's a lot of reference to what happened in Iran, how that revolution was hijacked. Jack, I was back here during the 1980s, shortly after the revolution in Nicaragua was hijacked by the communists. Of course, Fidel Castro claimed initially that he was not a Marxist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's always the case that these revolutions occur, and we think they're beneficial, and we think they're going to turn out well, and then they get hijacked by anti-American elements.
Yeah, well, look at what happened in Iran. I mean, that's a perfect example right there. I believe, because the guy in position now is definitely not pro-American. We had hopes that things would turn out better in Iran.
Uh-huh.
But back to the Communist Party USA, they are actively working more or less behind the scenes to change the way America works. And the Southern Poverty Law Center is allowing their articles, well, at least it's on the surface we can see this, as far as what's behind the scenes. Deeper, we don't know. But we know that they're allowing their articles to be published in, you know, by the Communist Party USA.
Well, that's right. And this is disturbing. I mean, if me or you, if you had allowed your articles, say, to be openly published and placed on a website, say, of the Ku Klux Klan, the Southern Poverty Law Center would be the first to scream, and rightly so.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd never let my stuff knowingly be published by any such hate group.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, the Southern Poverty Law Center does not regard the Communist Party USA as a hate group, and even though their whole basis for being, the whole premise of communism is hate.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hate of the so-called bourgeois. And, of course, they favor the abolition of private property, the abolition of the traditional family. I mean, if that's not hate directed against the very foundations of our country, I don't know what is.
Yeah, yeah. Now, it also has been found that this article that appeared recently in the communist paper, online paper, that it's not the first time that the Southern Poverty Law Center has had an article published.
Well, I don't know about the article. I know this guy, Mark Potok, has been quoted in the People's World before.
Okay, quoted. Okay.
You know, this kind of thing is part of a pattern. It's very disturbing, and You know, it's just going to serve to further discredit the Southern Poverty Law Center. I mean,
I hope so.
I had not really paid a lot of attention to them because they can be very, very ridiculous. Mm-hmm. I mean, calling the American Family Association and the Family Research Council hate groups because they stand up for traditional values, that's just a joke.
But according to Richard Cohen, that's not the reason that they were listed. You know, supposedly the reason that the AFA and FRC were listed is because they're misrepresenting what's really been said, that they're quoting, like they're quoting Paul Cameron. Southern Poverty Law Center is saying AFA and FRC is quoting from discredited sources. And you and I both know that's
not
true.
Well, you know, whether that's true or not, and it's
that's
not
what
true,
they're claiming.
That's not what hate is.
I know.
I mean, if you misquote somebody, why is that hate?
I know.
Mean, this is... Again. You know, I guess it was about a year ago, they ran a big, long list of so-called patriots, and they meant that in a derogatory way in the United States, and they listed me as one. Like I was some sinister figure involved or connected in some way to anti-government or militia groups. You know, that was the whole thrust because I had written critically about the United Nations and the New World Order. And, of course, I've written several books on the UN, and I'm proud of those books. But, you know, this is the kind of stuff, though, by placing me on a list like this, it just discredits them.
Right,
I had no links to anybody else on the list. I knew a few of the people. But, I mean, they were trying to connect me on a list to Alex Jones, the guy who runs the InfoWars website, who's usually on Russian TV. You know, I've written critically about that character, that clown. So, but this is the kind of thing, and I should mention, Diane, that even the honest liberals have written critically about the Southern Poverty Law Center. Ken Silverstein has written extensively about how the group really makes exaggerated claims about so-called right-wing threats just to raise money.
Right, yeah, there's that method of fundraising that they use where they exaggerate what's being said by...
And look at the article that's in the People's World by this Mark Potok. He focuses in on some group, I think, in Alabama, called the Sons of the Confederate Veterans, that's running some kind of tributes to some Confederate war dead. Now, you know, I wouldn't participate in something like that, but why is that suddenly a national scandal?
I know.
Why devote all this time and attention to some guys down south who are trying to pay tribute to the Confederacy? I mean, it's probably offensive in some way. I don't know a lot about it, but why exaggerate its importance and give these people
give them any credibility,
time and attention?
Just
let them do their thing and they'll go away.
Right, and I agree because the Sons of the Confederate Veterans. Like you're saying, I also don't know anything about the group, but my assumption is that they are, in fact, just paying tribute to, could be their relatives or great-great-grandfathers or whatever who fought in the Confederacy.
Yeah, I mean, there's groups out there who call the Civil War, you know, the war for Southern independence and the war against Northern aggression. You know, I don't believe in any of that stuff, and I would disagree with those characterizations of the Civil War, but why... devote a lot of time and attention to people who believe that stuff. I mean, it's once again, I think, part of the Southern Poverty Law Center's strategy of exaggerating the importance of these groups in order to try to convince us somehow that there's this big racist threat. Maybe these people want to reconstitute the Confederacy on U.S. soil or something like that. I mean, it's a joke.
It is a joke, and zeroing in on their activities, it gives them credibility. But you're saying that... at least what I've read is that the FBI takes seriously what the Southern Poverty Law Center says, you know, as far as that hate group.
We don't know in what way, but I do know that on one of the FBI websites, they listed the Southern Poverty Law Center as a credible source of information about hate crimes.
And they're saying, you know, you're saying that the FBI is looking at this list of hate groups that was published in... the Southern Poverty Law Center's intelligence report of December, and has all these pro-family groups listed. So the FBI is looking at that.
Maybe. Maybe. I mean, okay. I don't know exactly how seriously they take the group, but the fact that they're on the FBI website as a legitimate source of information is troubling.
Yeah. Is that a recent development, or has that been...
The last time I checked, it was on one of the FBI websites on hate crimes, you know, about 3 or 4 months ago. Okay. I assume it's still there.
Well, I meant recent development, like within the last 2 years, as far as their appearance.
I don't know when exactly it went up, but it's troubling.
Yeah. It really is
troubling.
And I know that Potok has taken credit for playing a role in forcing Lou Dobbs to leave CNN.
Yeah.
And he's not in Minnesota Republican Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann's fan club either.
Well, this is what they do. You know, when Lou Dobbs started questioning illegal immigration and then raised some questions about Obama's birth certificate, that suddenly became hate, according to the Southern Poverty Law Center. And then Bachmann, who's an outspoken conservative, gets attacked by the group, the Southern Poverty Law Center, as well. You know, if you get if you're outspoken and effective, they attack you. But what's shocking is that some of their off-base criticisms get taken seriously.
Yeah, that is
and,
that is.
You know, obviously Lou Dobbs is gone. He got forced out of CNN. Mm-hmm. I don't know what role the Southern Poverty Law Center actually played in that, but you know, nobody wants to be called a racist or a hater. If you're the target of these kinds of accusations or allegations, you know, it can bother you. I mean, I'm used to it. I've heard all this crap for, pardon my language, for many, many years, and I know who the Southern Poverty Law Center is. That's why when I saw their stuff in the People's World, the communist paper, I thought, well, let's focus some attention on this, shall we?
And mainstream media is covering it very closely, I understand. I'm joking.
Yeah, right. The Southern Poverty Law Center tends to be a source of information for the major media. And I mentioned how in the aftermath of the Arizona shooting rampage, Southern Poverty Law Center quoted a Fox News report as saying that the shooter, Jared Lochner, had been under the influence of some right-wing group. It turned out the story was totally false.
Yeah. Oh, there's
totally
all sorts of accusations flying that Saturday and continued for several days. But almost 100% of those accusations, such as that Fox News story, proved to be inaccurate.
Oh, yeah, it was totally false.
Yeah, yeah. But Southern Poverty Law Center grasped on to the supposed connection between the shooter and a right wing group, which did not exist. As we look at the Southern Poverty Law Center and its influence on the media and its potential influence on the FBI when it comes to actually being listed on the FBI's website, what can we do? I mean, when we look at the 18 groups that are listed, profoundly groups that are listed in the most recent intelligence report, many of those organizations and folks in those organizations I know and you know, and we know that they are not haters.
Right.
Now, is
well, you know, people have different ideas. The Family Research Council took out a full-page ad in Political saying, "Let's debate."
We signed on to that letter.
Make allegations or use labels. Let's just debate.
Yeah.
And that's one way to approach it. I told them that I wouldn't have taken this allegation so seriously, but I guess ultimately we're forced to comment on it and try to rebut their
accusations. False accusations
and outlandish claims. You know, eventually, perhaps some of the honest people in the media will stop in the future and think, maybe I shouldn't take the Southern Poverty Law Center seriously anymore.
Yeah, I would hope so. Some feel that the reason the Southern Poverty Law Center listed these groups is to force, or to maybe the word encourage would be a better word to use, encourage the media to ignore the spokespersons from these groups because the media doesn't want to associate with hate groups. So there's a thought that, you know, that they're trying to discredit these pro-family groups so the media will ignore them, and thus we will not get our voices heard.
I think that's a good point. That's probably part of it. I mean, that explains why they went after Dobbs.
Yeah.
I mean, they not only want to go after the groups that are on TV, but those who are on TV as hosts. And they're trying to control the debate
by
excluding those they consider to be, quote, extreme.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's part of the censorship campaign. I've noted on occasion that the Southern Poverty Law Center becomes a source of information for the Media Matters Group, the Soros-funded organization that exists to try to restrict the parameters of legitimate debate in the media. They of course, want to censor conservative sources. Mm-hmm. And consequently, they don't want both sides of the issue discussed when it comes to homosexuality in the military or certain other issues. So, yeah, I think that's part of it, to control the media debate and try to get the media to quit paying attention to certain conservative groups.
Now, I know that the majority, if not all, the media writers, reporters, or whatever, graduate from a journalism school. And a lot of times those journalism schools are liberal. Are there any conservative journalism schools that you know of?
Well, there could be. I don't know for sure. I'm sure there's some good departments of communications or journalism at some of the more conservative schools around the country. Look, on the other hand, I turned out all right.
Yeah,
and
that's true.
I'm a journalism major in college, communications and journalism. I came out of the University of Toledo, but you know, my college textbook in journalism was called Interpretative Reporting, which was very liberal, actually written by Curtis McDougall, who was a Progressive Party activist back in the 1940s. So, you know, we do have a problem in journalism. There's a lot of ways to fight it, through citizens groups like Accuracy and Media, through getting your own kids to go through journalism and make sure they come to Washington, perhaps through alternative training programs. I initially, in the summer of 78, came to Washington through what was called the National Journalism Center. AIM has its own journalism training program for young people. I just spoke to some of the interns there last week. And, of course, the good news is, in this day and age, because of the media revolution, you can be your own journalist. You can start your own blog, your own website. You can cover things. You can write opinions. I do believe even citizen journalists should get some journalism training to understand the basics,
the works,
you know, who, what, when, where, why, and how.
But
not all is not lost, and as a result, the traditional liberal media are losing their readers, viewers, and influence.
Yeah, and I definitely think the internet has blown a hole into their dominance, you know, of their reporting the news. So that's a very good thing. So how can people contact you? How can people find out more information about the AIMS journalism?
Well, there's two ways. AIM.org is the website for Accuracy and Media.
Okay.
Plus, I have a separate website that deals with a group I run called America Survival, and that website is USASurvival.org, USASurvival.org. And so I encourage you to go there. I think they're good alternative sources of information.
And we're glad you turned out good through your exposure to the liberal journalism schools.
Yeah, they didn't brainwash me, did they?
That's good. That's very good. So AIM.org and USSurvival.org are two
USA
websites.
Survival.
Oh, I'm sorry. US, that's what I wrote down. USASurvival.org and AIM.org are two good websites folks need to go to get more information. I do encourage that, because this assault on pro-family groups, on pro-family thought, it needs to be exposed. And I thank you for writing the article and for the many articles that you write that helps expose the lunacy of the left. I think that it qualifies. So take care. Keep up the good work there, Cliff.
Diane, it's great to be with you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Take care.
You have been listening to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues. If you would like to get involved in defending traditional values in Pennsylvania, please contact the AFAFPA at Post Office Box 1048, Franklin, 16323, or visit their website at afafpa.org. The views expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect the views of American Family Radio, Lighthouse Ministries of Franklin, AFA, and AFAFPA.